This is a Stoner Morning Show special report.
Hey, good morning or good evening. This is Sean Wickens with a special, extra special broadcast. It's about, it's not just about weed brownies, but, you know, I really consider myself as more of a casual stoner. Some people, I think, feel hindered about trying cannabis because maybe they don't like to smoke. Maybe they hear horror stories about edibles. And one or both of those things prevents them from hearing about, you know, definitely dabs isn't an entry point, but I think tinctures or oil is a great way for somebody to, you know, for a cannabis muggle, so to speak, to dip their toe into the legal cannabis world. So I'm going to talk about my weed brownies a little later. The reason I think it's important to tease a discussion about my recipe of weed brownies is because, well, I think my weed brownies are pretty great. And, you know, not to brag, they work for me. And I was on one of my own weed brownies when I decided to buy the domain name timemachineblueprints.com, which was life-changing. Even just a little. And, you know, feel free to check out timemachineblueprints.com. It might take you to Amazon, where you can get a copy of, you know, the first edition of Time Machine Blueprints. And the funny thing about self-publishing a book about time travel and Time Machine Blueprints, I've had people say that they're, you know, jokingly kind of angry at me for putting my name on the cover of a blank book. Nobody celebrates me for selling it through Amazon, which, you know, they don't own it. Would you rather I own it, or would you rather Amazon own it? Anyway, but here's some things I want to talk about in relation to time travel, because I legit think about it a lot. Not that I try to. It's just, I think once you put out a book that's empty, you got to think about things to fill up the second edition. But one of the first thoughts I had about time travel is, first of all, I've had friends tell me that they think it's dangerous for me to do this, that I don't know what I'm messing with, you know? And frankly, I think that's kind of a self-limiting belief that we have. I don't know, because of pop culture, you know, all the time travel stories we have, that Hollywood, that big Hollywood feeds us, is about disasters, which, frankly, most of them also have happy endings at the end. Sure, there might be a sequel, you know, Terminator 2, but, well, anyway, I think it's really a self-limiting belief, a collective one even, because I don't see how we're going to break time. We experiment with gravity. No one's worried about us breaking gravity. You know, we do experiments with light, trying to measure it, trying to figure out if it's a particle. Nobody's upset that we're going to ruin the speed of light or you know, break these physics laws, you know? So I think it's a self-limiting belief that we have where we're allowed to just talk about it and wonder it about it. That's really what I'm doing. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a physicist. I'm, I guess, a casual stoner and casual comedian. Maybe I don't want to tell jokes about dating. Maybe I want to wonder about time travel. Anyway, one of the first thoughts I really had was, you know, paradoxes is something that we think will prevent our ability to time travel. And one of the brainstorms that I had was that perhaps if we want to travel through time, we first need to figure out how to travel to a parallel universe or a parallel dimension. Maybe we need to leave this dimension, go to another one, to then be able to go to a different point in time in this dimension. Maybe that's a way to get out of a paradox. If any physicists out there are listening, you know, feel free to You can contact me through timemachineblueprints.com. Anyway, so I think that's a notion that's worth revisiting. You know, speaking of me being a casual stoner and a casual comedian, I think I started teaching improv workshops back in 2016 called Kind Stoners. It's kind of a long story. In order to justify the title, I'd have to teach an improv class, which isn't what we're doing here. But it was funny to me that a workshop called Kind Stoners would sometimes ruffle some feathers from, you know, theater owners, festival directors, places that I approached about teaching on the road. Kind Stoners, they were it was too scary of a title. But, you know, we're all scared what we're scared about, scared of. Anyway, where was I? Let's talk about flat earthers, okay? I'm not a flat earther. I do believe the earth, the globe, is round, a three-dimensional shape. I can't prove it. I know that there are plenty of people out there that are smarter than I. But I was thinking about the shame we pile on our flat earth brothers and sisters. And one day, also stoned, I realized maybe they're not completely wrong. Maybe they're right in a wrong way. If we, third dimensional beings, look at the earth, the globe, and see a sphere, isn't it possible? You know, I read Flatland years ago when I was a kid. Isn't it possible that a fourth dimensional being might look upon the earth and see all the sides at once, and to a fourth dimensional being, then maybe the earth would appear flat? So, you know, these flat earthers, are they wrong or are they right in an unexpected way? Or a wrong way. You know, while you're listening, feel free to Google Time Machine Blueprints or search Amazon for Time Machine Blueprints. Just as a joke, hey, see what comes up, you know? Yes, you might find my book that's available for purchase. You know, I think I get $1 per copy. But why not write some of your own good stuff in there? I have trouble keeping a consistent dream journal, but I've thought recently maybe I should start a journal about dreams I want to have. Just jot down some thoughts about dreams I want to have in my own copy of Time Machine Blueprints before I go to bed. Why not reverse engineer some dreams? And, you know, if that's an idea that makes sense coming from the author of a blank book, the first edition of Time Machine Blueprints, then, you know, so be it. Where was I? We're going to get to the weed brownie recipe pretty soon, you know, but again, hey, weed isn't for everybody, but if, like I said, if you're thinking about trying, maybe one of these weed brownie recipes is for you, but also, if you're afraid to smoke, if you're worried about finding the perfect strain for you and you fear wasting time and money and energy finding the right strain for you, I'm telling you, maybe oils or tinctures are the entry point for future casual stoners out there. I live in New York City, and I do like to travel. You know, short trips here and there. Currently, I'm upstate, house sitting. If you happen to hear some raindrops in the background, maybe it's raining outside, or maybe I'm just listening to soft, quiet, meditative rain off of a pretty sweet stereo. I don't know. Who's to say? Who can remember? Whenever I leave New York City for even a short amount of time, I'm always astounded about how much has changed when I get back. Even when I'm gone for a day or two, Some new restaurant will have opened. I'll leave and come back, and there's bike lanes or, you know, even just new graffiti. New York changes so quickly. Even if you look away for a second or two, it's different. So let's do a little quick time travel thought exercise. What if time travel being possible, let's say you can travel back and forth through time, but for whatever reason, hey, I'm just a theorist, futurist, casual time traveler, I mean stoner. What if you can only return back to, let's say, 5 or 6 or 7 days later than when you have left, right? Let's just say that that's, you know, how it works. You can leave your timeline, but you can't come back at that same point. You need to give some breathing room. Well, if you were to, say, time travel out of New York and leave New York, come back after a few days, New York might look a little jarringly different from when you left it. And so much so, you might not even be really sure if you came back to the same universe you left from, right? Things might seem like, gosh, I don't know, Mandela effects, little slight changes to your reality might feel more disruptive than you realize. So, can we time travel? Maybe. But maybe what we really need to do is not figure out how to mechanically do it. Maybe we need to figure out how to sort of like internally be cool with just sort of how unexpectedly fucked up it might feel like. Hey, if you're just joining us, let's talk about some weed brownies. I jokingly tell people that I have 3 recipes. The first recipe is my usual method of making my own infused butter and then having a very sort of quick, easy, low-sugar brownie method. And the second recipe I have, it's very similar to the first one, but I tell friends that I'm sharing these with that these are weed suggestion brownies, where there actually isn't any weed in them, but the mere suggestion that there's weed in them tricks you into thinking you're stoned. So maybe there's not even any weed in them at all. I just, the suggestion coming from me, a casual stoner, casual comedian, time travel enthusiast, the suggestion is so strong that you end up feeling stoned from brownies where there's no weed in them. And the third recipe I jokingly talk about is that I sometimes make brownies while I'm on shrooms and me tasting the brownies when they're done sort of triggers a sense memory of being on shrooms. So it's sort of a weird kind of after effect. I subconsciously feel stoned. Anyway, I only make the first recipe, but I don't know. We're running out of time. We talked a lot about time travel. Haha. So, you know, if you really want to find out my recipe, Sean Wickens, casual stoner, hey, I don't know, maybe buy a copy of that time travel blueprints book. Hit me up. I don't know. Send me your receipt. It only, I forget how much it'll cost you, but I only get $1 off of it. And then I'll send you detailed instructions. They're pretty easy to do. And do I think they're great? Yeah, I kind of invented time travel while I was on one of my own weed brownies. Or I mean, realized I could buy the domain name. And then after I did that, I realized I could put out the book. And, you know, holy shit. I could probably do a whole live show about some of the crazy things that have happened to me, you know, after I put out this weird book. Time crimes have been committed against me. I'll have to go into that later. But look, the weed brownie recipe is pretty easy. Hit me up. I don't know. Throw me a few dollars because, you know, if the knowledge is worth something. Or if you're hard up for some cash, just let me know. And I'll still make it happen. But there we go. A quick, tidy little episode about weed brownies, a.k.a., I mean, some time travel truth bombs or punchlines, however you'd like to put it. Hey, thanks for listening. Be good to yourself. And then, you know, once we do that, maybe it's a little bit easier to be good to each other. All right. This is Shine. This is Sean Wickens. I'm actually not stoned right now, but I am sitting amongst a bunch of pretty cool plants. This has been Sean Wickens, and this is Sean Wickens, and this will be Sean Wickens. Talk to you soon. Oh, hey you. If I forgot to mention you by name, okay, hit me up and we'll figure it out another time to talk about you personally, if that would make you feel better. Later.